Dear Pilgrim Partners, every word of God is pure, and all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for our instruction in righteousness. There's two parts to our review of the sacrament of holy baptism. The first part, what we're going to talk about tonight, is really basically a review of what the Catechism says and to test your knowledge of how well you remember what the Lord's Word says about baptism and to remind you of the precious truths of what God reminds us through His Word. The second part focuses on how our baptism is linked with the cross of Christ and how the Apostle Paul truly reflects that so well in our text. Before we get into that, I'd like to ask you sort of a question and answer format, so don't be shy. What is baptism? How well do you remember? What is baptism? What is baptism? We actually talked about it already this evening when we looked back in the psalm. If you open your bulletin, you'll see that in the Have Mercy Upon Me, the psalmody, we talked about the washing there multiple times, the washing away of our sins. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Or purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Baptism is this washing of our Savior. It's one that we look to with His cross because we know that He has washed us with His blood. If we go through the baptism section of the Catechism, we'll see a number of questions. The easiest way to remember it, if you're talking with someone, talking to your children or grandchildren, or a neighbor, you could think of the who, what, when, where, why, and how of baptism. We'll briefly go through those very quickly. Who is baptism for? All people. Very good, yeah. Jesus' Great Commission. He said, go and baptize all nations. All are included, young and old. So many Christians today don't believe that baptism is for young infants because maybe they can't believe. But we know that faith is not a matter of intelligence, it's a matter of the heart. So whether there's an infant child or an elderly person who's not quite with their mind anymore on their deathbed, we know that that baptism still has the strength to work faith in a heart to the glory of God. Who is baptism for? We know all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's why we're here again this evening during this season of Lent, to be reminded of our sin, that we have fallen short of God's graces, of what He has demanded for us. So baptism is for sinners. The psalmist says in Psalm 51, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. All ages, all people, this baptism, this means of God's grace is meant for us. We talked about the who, and we talked about the what. What is baptism? That wash, that Greek word baptizo, means to wash. It doesn't matter how we apply the water. Sacrament of holy baptism is an act of God. So many people today think it's just a dedication where we're dedicating this child or adult is dedicating their faith to God. But no, it's a sacrament. It's a sacred act of God for us, where He is showing us and washing us clean of our sin. There's something that's being done there. It's a holy act. It's not our act. It's God's act. He deserves all the credit and all the glory. When the Lord reminds us to go and baptize all nations, it's because He wants the world to be blessed with this washing away of sins as well. And He talks about it as a means in which He bestows His grace. And we know what that word grace means. We were taught it in our catechism and instruction classes. Grace is the undeserved love of God. Or as I like to remind people, God's riches at Christ's expense. And isn't that what the Lenten season is all about? Seeing God's riches shown to us at our Savior's expense on the cross. When the Lord continues to teach us through His Word when baptism is to be given, we know that this wonderful blessing is meant for all people of all ages. And that's why parents bring their children to the Lord. Why wouldn't they want these blessings for their children? Jesus said once, let the children come to me, for of such is the kingdom of God. In fact, He reminds us that we are to have faith as a young child, as a little child, as an infant. Jesus also said, out of the mouths of infants and nursing babes, the Lord has perfected praise. What a wonderful thing where God uses His Word connected with that water, and He uses baptism as the most abundant resource. What is it? Water. And so, at any time where there's water, a baptism can be performed. God's riches continue to show that amazing love, just like the Philip and the Ethiopian came along water, and they had the baptism there. Really, truly, the important part about this evening is why baptism means so much to us. It's a time to reflect upon what this means of grace means for our life. Now, if you're like me, I probably don't think about baptism as often as I should or could, about this washing away of our sins and what it means for us. 1 Peter 3 reminds us that baptism now saves you because it's linked to God's forgiveness, because it's linked to Christ's cross. I'd like you to look in your bulletin for this evening and look at the passage on the back from Romans 4. Paul was reminding the Roman Christians, just as we're reminded tonight, of what baptism meant for them too, as us. He says, "Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death. But just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life." I have to be honest, when the pastors got together for the study club and we talked about this series of the cross and catechism, I think at first I was thinking, I don't understand how the catechism would fit with the cross. But the more we look at the catechism, the more we open our Bible, the more we see that every page of God's Word bleeds the blood of our Savior on the cross, showing why we needed a Savior, the fact that God loved us to die for our sins, or the fact that we now have a new life in Christ because of His death on the cross. When we think of our baptisms, what do we think about? Paul was calling this question to mind. The verse right before our text, he says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death?" What does this phrase mean? What is the connection that Paul is trying to make between our baptism and the Lord's death on the cross? It seems like the Roman Christians had forgotten that. I think it's very tempting for us to forget it as well. Let me illustrate for you for a moment. I didn't have any seeds here with me. But when a fruit falls off a tree, let's say an apple, and the fruit rots and dies, and that seed is covered, what happens next? There's growth, isn't there? And we hope that that will grow up into a mighty tree bearing more and more fruit. Look at our text again. "Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in this newness of life." What a wonderful thing that the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, has planted the seed of faith into our hearts. When we were baptized or when we heard the Word of God for the first time, the Lord reminds us of the power of God's Word in our baptism and what it means for our lives. Jesus refers to baptism in John 3 as being born again. And how fitting is that for us? That through our baptisms, we now are born into the life of Christ. That we are unified with His death on the cross. That we were buried with Him and now have raised with Him to a new life with our Savior. When you think about it, we are living in eternity now. We have a new life in Christ. We have the joys of heaven because we have those promises by faith. Our baptism means a great deal to us because it reminds us that we were washed. So often, I've seen that picture where there's the man standing there in his filthy garments, as Isaiah says, all of our righteousness is as filthy rags, and Christ Jesus stands behind him, placing on the white robe of righteousness, washed in the blood of the Lamb of God, the sacrifice for all sinners of all time. You and I this evening rejoice because of that white robe our Lord has paid for with His blood. Yes, we hang our heads because we have led our Savior to the cross, but we hold our head up recognizing that I have been baptized into Christ. What does that mean for me? I have a new life in my Savior. I have the joy and confidence of eternal life with my Lord. Even during this season of Lent, we continue to take comfort in knowing how and why Jesus gave the means of grace in baptism, that very personal washing, where the power of that word with the water gives us that spiritual cleansing and new birth in Christ Jesus our Lord. My catechism reminds me of Jesus' cross. May we continue to dust it off as it reveals these wonderful truths about our Savior, as our Savior continues to pour out into our hearts the precious truth of His gospel word, the precious truth that we have been washed, we have been cleansed, we have been sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, I have been baptized into Christ. And we praise our Lord forever. Amen.